evening, and welcome to another edition of the KXCV KRNW Bearcat Coaches Show. We're broadcasting live from Carson Sports Grill in downtown Maryville. Hello, Matt Trenton. I'm John Coffey. Jenny James is behind the scenes here helping with the program this evening, as we've got a good show on hand tonight. We'll be hearing from head football coach Rich Ripe, along with sophomore place kicker Parker Sampson. We'll also hear from head volleyball coach Amy Worth. She'll be joining us a little bit later during the program. She was named earlier today the MIAA Coach of the Year in the conference. Also, men's basketball coach Ben McCollum will join us, and we'll hear from a freshman guard off of his team, Diego Bernard. So we got a lot coming up on the show as we go along here this evening. And Matt Trenton, busy weekend last weekend, and it's going to be even busier this upcoming weekend as both the men and women's basketball teams get in action, and we got Bearcat football down in Warrensburg.
Yeah, good chance for the Northwest football team starting off, heading to Warrensburg, wrapping up the regular season, a chance to get win number 9 on the year and really pave their way into the NCAA Division II playoffs and kind of find out on Sunday where they go from there. So a good chance to cap off the regular season at the rivalry game there against the Mules. And then, like you said, the men's basketball team started off really strong last weekend in the Small College Basketball Hall of Fame Classic. You beat the defending runner-up in Northern State, who looks to be very, very good once again this year. You put up 100 on the defending national champ Ferris State. So I think Northwest men's basketball has to feel really good about what they did through that first weekend. Now you turn around, you have some more good competition back at the Civic Arena in St. Joseph with Upper Iowa and Winona State. So a chance to come in and get some region wins and continue to pad that resume and build off of what they've been doing. I think, like I said, the women getting started as well. Austin Meyer making his head coaching debut tomorrow night as they take on Wayne State in Wayne, Nebraska, then Minnesota Crookston on Saturday. So a couple winnable ball games to go and get some great experience and kind of get a feel for where this women's basketball team is at as they start out the Meyer era.
And we'll have a doubleheader for you tomorrow. We'll have the men's game from Civic Arena in St. Joseph. That's a 5:30 tip-off with Upper Iowa. We'll be on the air at 5:10 with the pregame for that. And then right after that, we'll be sending things to Wayne, Nebraska. You'll get the chance to be up in Wayne, Nebraska tomorrow night for that matchup. So we'll go right into that broadcast. So a doubleheader of basketball tomorrow. And then things get really busy on Saturday with football from Warrensburg. Airtime is noon with our pregame. Then it's a 1 o'clock kickoff Northwest in Central Missouri as the Bearcats wrap up the regular season in Warrensburg. And on the internet, we'll have women's basketball that afternoon, and then men's basketball right after our broadcast of the football game back at Civic Arena as they face Winona State. So a lot going on. You can keep your dial tuned to KXCV, KRNW for men's basketball as well as football on Saturday. Go to the internet and off our website at kxcv.org to pick up the women's broadcast on Saturday. So a lot of things coming up on Saturday.
A lot coming up. You have a chance to get to at least a basketball game there on Friday, and probably not getting to both basketball and football on Saturdays. So, yeah, good chance to use KXCV and tune in. You can listen to the women's game online while you watch the football game in Warrensburg and tune in to men's basketball later on, too. So I know it's going to be a really fun weekend, and it's a really busy time of year, and I know it gets a little stressful every now and then, especially for you. But it's a pretty fun time of year, too, especially you think about what football, men's basketball have done, really starting things off under the Austin Meyer regime for women's basketball this weekend. That's exciting as well. So it's busy, but it's really fun.
And we think of what Bearcat football is going to be on Saturday. Still, despite a loss to Fort A State, a lot of the goals are right there, as you've got still a chance to have a share of the MIAA title, trip to the NCAA Division II playoffs on the line as well. So a lot of their goals they can check off on Saturday.
That's right. You just got to go in and play their game and control the tempo. And obviously Central Missouri, a team that wants to come in, score a lot of points, and get into a track meet. This Bearcat defense can continue to do what we've seen them do year after year after year under Coach Wright. And then just find that spark once again for that offense and get back to being what they've been all year long. That's a good chance, like you said, go in and pick up a share of the conference title, pave your way into the playoffs. Right now sixth in the Super Region 3 rankings. It is all right ahead of this Northwest Missouri State football team. So and you know you have a chance to hand a rival a losing record this year as well. So a lot going into this one.
I mentioned a little bit earlier that Amy Worth is this year's MIAA Coach of the Year, and the awards that were announced earlier today. She'll be with us on the program a little bit later, but let's just look at some of the awards this team has received, not only with Coach Worth being named the Coach of the Year, Maddie Bruder, the most valuable player in the league. So a great honor for her. Then you look a little further down the line, and also being named to the first team All-MIAA senior middle hitter and Sophia Sleppenbach and sophomore setter Maddie Ahrens, and then two players to the second team, Olivia Nowakowski and an outside hitter in Hallie Sidney, Nowakowski the libero. So some great honors for this volleyball team that really put together a heck of a season and had a chance to host a quarterfinal round match at the conference tournament on Tuesday.
Yeah, and you know, I think this is one that they're kind of looking at, and it still stings right now, but overall this is a fantastic season for Northwest Missouri State volleyball, and looking at really how far they've come under Coach Wirth, and now a chance next year to take another step forward as well. But you know, just the second 20-win season since 1999. You got the player of the year in the MIAA for just the third time ever. You know, Coach Wirth early in the year reached 100 career wins and then continued to pile up win after win to earn Coach of the Year honors in the conference. Did a lot of great things this year. The first chance of getting to host a conference match there in the quarterfinal round. So stings a little bit right now, but a lot of great things were done by this program.
And we'll be talking with Amy again a little bit later during our program here this evening. So we've got a lot coming up on the show. We'll talk basketball next with head coach of the Bearcat men's basketball team, Ben McCollum. But first, a reminder that support for the KXCV KRNW Bearcat Coaches Show comes from the student body. Screen printing and embroidery located near the Northwest Campus at the corner of 4th and Fillmore in Maryville. Student Body provides Bearcat fanware, custom screen printing and embroidery for teams, clubs, and businesses throughout the Bearcat Nation. Support also comes from Carson Sports Grill, located on the Maryville Square and open for lunch and dinner, and offers a selection of sandwiches, appetizers, and more for dine-in or carry-out. More at 660-582-2699. Again, we're broadcasting live from Carson Sports Grill this evening, and we'll hear from the head coach of the Bearcat men's basketball team, Ben McCollum. That's coming up right after this timeout on the KXCV KRNW Bearcat Coaches Show.
Support for the Bearcat Radio Network comes from Nottoway Valley Bank, celebrating 150 years of service to Northwest Missouri. More information on location or at nvb.com. Member FDIC.
Support for today's broadcast comes from Oak Point Assisted Living and Memory Care in Maryville. Oak Point offers private apartments and other services for seniors. More at 660-562-2799 or at oakpointmaryville.com.
Bearcat Radio broadcasts are brought to you by Championship Motors in Maryville across from Walmart. Championship offers late model pre-owned autos and conducts vehicle searches upon request. More at championshipmotorsllc.com or at 582-8800.
Today's game on the Bearcat Radio Network comes from Northwest Audiovisual, providing residential, commercial, and auto customers with sales, design, service, and installation of home theater and car audio systems. More information is available at 660-853-2319.
Support for the Bearcats comes from Shelter Insurance, providing coverage for auto, home, life, and business, 24 hours claims assistance, and insurance reviews. More info is available from Shelter Agents Brad Ford of Maryville, Jody Nellison of Savannah, and Craig Thompson of Albany.
Support for today's Bearcat broadcast comes from Carson's Sports Grill, located on the Maryville Square. Carson's is open for lunch or dinner and offers a selection of sandwiches, appetizers, and more for dine-in or carry-out. More at 660-582-2699.
Welcome back to the KXCV KRNW Bearcat Coaches Show. Again, we're broadcasting live from Carson's Sports Grill in downtown Maryville and joined by the head coach of the Bearcat men's basketball team, Ben McCollum. And Ben, good start to your season last weekend. Two wins against two very good basketball teams in Northern State and Ferris State.
Yeah, no, it was definitely, the results were excellent. We went into those two games and knew we had our hands full, especially with Northern State, where they had so much returning. Obviously, they lost, you know, three or four kids, but returned quite a bit as well. And I thought our kids competed both games. I thought we competed at a high level, gave a lot of effort. I thought that we still have a long ways to go. So it's natural for external and even younger people to assume that you've arrived just because you beat those two teams and you've reached where you need to reach. But in reality, I still feel the same whether we had won or lost those. You know, I feel a little happier that you win, but in regards to how good our team is, it's such a process that you know, I'm still focused on getting better.
I thought in that Northern State game, it was one of those that neither team could really get an extended stretch going there. I think it was single digits the entire game, but just a defensive battle and just the way the team went after loose balls and hustled. And those are the type of things I would think that you can build off of, the way the team went after things on that Saturday evening.
Yeah, I thought we found a way defensively and 50-50 balls. It's important in tight games like that that you increase those possessions. So whether it's making sure that they don't get O-boards, getting offensive rebounds yourself, making sure that you take care of the basketball, try to get some steals on your end. Anything to increase your chances to make shots is important because we shot 33%. I mean, we were anemic offensively, but we were able to get those extra possessions, which allowed us more shots at the goal, which allowed us to shoot a lower percentage and obviously win the game.
And then hit some buckets, though, that you had some key moments in that ball game I thought was key for you.
We did. We did because we took care of the ball, and we got shots at the goal every time. And, you know, some of our touch shots, you know, a lot of it was those rims were so tight that a lot of those touch shots wouldn't go in. And I think this weekend they've adjusted some of those things, and so hopefully we can make a few shots.
After that game, the very next afternoon, Norrell, you turn around and you've got a matchup with Ferris State, the defending national champion. But one of the things about that one, you came out and just red hot from the field to start that game, knocked down 10 straight three-pointers, and at one point it just seemed like everything was falling for you in that game in the first half.
Yeah, well, we got open shots. That usually helps, you know, when you're playing offense and you take open shots and kick out threes and then obviously wide open layups on occasion, that helps you make them quite a bit. So you know, they hadn't seen us. If you haven't seen us and you have a day to prepare, it's very, very difficult to handle, and especially when you are scheme heavy already defensively. It makes it even more difficult. And so that's what happened. You know, just they're real scheme heavy and tried to scheme us, and it just usually doesn't work a whole lot for other teams.
And early in that game, they left Kirk Finley open, and he made them pay.
He did. You know, I think teams assume that he can't shoot. A lot of what our kids do is they play their roles. And so, you know, if you're a good cutter, we want you to cut a lot. And Kirk's a very good cutter, and he's a very good driver. It doesn't mean he can't shoot. Just means he's not going to sit out there like Ryan Welty does and shoot, because we need him to cut and drive so that he can get Ryan Welty shots. And a lot of that's just the role definition, but when you just don't guard somebody in college basketball, he's going to make them. Teams have always done that to us. They've done it to us in the past. It usually doesn't work, but, you know, I guess pick your poison, and so that's what they picked.
I mean, let's go back to the night before with Kirk as well. He had some big free throws for you down the stretch to help that game go into overtime and good plays in the overtime for you.
Yeah, it's always good to see kids that have paid their dues then be able to receive something, you know, be able to play, essentially. And he's spent 3 years in the program, hasn't played a lot. He's been behind all-conference kids. An All-American in Justin, obviously, and so now he's paid those dues. He understands our systems, he understands our program, and he's hungry. And he's teaching some of the younger kids how to do those things, and then obviously playing quite a bit himself.
Trevor Hutchins got his first two games as a Bearcat under his belt on Saturday and Sunday, and ends up being the Classic All MVP for that 2 day period.
Yeah, you know, I think a lot of that is he's had a year in the program. I think you'll see kids grow exponentially as they progress through our program. You know, that second year, it's like, oh my gosh, they're that much smarter. Third year, fourth year, it's amazing to see the intelligence and how much they just blossom. And so that's what you're seeing is he's had a year in the program. He's essentially a sophomore, and he's had a year to play with, I thought, the best team in the country. And so he learned a lot, and obviously he took that onto the court Saturday and Sunday.
You got 25 points on Saturday, 26, I believe, on Sunday. But to me, the stats that stand out more, it just he was able to distribute the ball around to over 5 assists per game and did a lot of the other things besides just scoring that I thought it helped the team this past weekend.
Absolutely. You know, he's not a selfish kid. None of our kids are selfish kids, and you know, it's just what they give us. So in that game against Northern State, they were staying home on all of our shooters. So naturally, then we're going to attack the paint. And he's a good paint getter and an excellent finisher. And so that's just what they gave us. So they picked that. The second game, we had kick-out threes. And so that's what we took. We took a lot of threes and scored a lot of points. And it's just whatever they give us, we're going to take. And some games, some kids will have 2 points, and some games they'll have 25. And and I don't think anyone really cares.
And is that where you feel will be a strength of your team, where you can adjust to whatever the other team's doing? You've got some guys that can play a particular way that can make them pay that way?
Yeah, you know, it's because we can shoot. That's what helps. And when you can shoot, then you can get twos, because it spreads the defense, and you can drive and get twos. And that's the objective of shooting threes, where most people think you shoot threes to score, to make threes, which you do a little bit. But what you're really trying to do is spread the defense out. That threat spreads the defense, and then you're able to get two-pointers. And that's the objective, is to try to get layups.
What are some of the things that came out of the weekend now that you wanted to see this team grow and improve on?
Just the consistency. It's the same thing that we have been talking about all year, is being ready every day. You know, you saw in the Ferris State game, we were up 30. We should have beat them by 40. And so being able to keep that foot on someone's throat and be able to crush them at that point, we're not quite there yet. And you know, you let a team like Ferris back in the game, they might end up beating you. And so we need to be more mature this weekend and play a full 40-minute game and even be better in the second half than we are in the first.
Now, this weekend, a couple more games, looking at Upper Iowa, the first of all, a team that you played in the Hilliard Classic a number of times, and then a couple years ago, an opening round of the Central Region Tournament as well. Just talk about this Upper Iowa team and the type of squad they're bringing in this year.
Shoot a lot of threes, as usual, and they run the same. We think they run the same offense. We haven't seen them on film just because there's no film. And so we'll have to probably play it by feel a little bit, and then we'll hopefully be able to figure out what they're doing throughout. But, yeah, they'll shoot a lot of threes, get up and down the floor, space you out, and make it really difficult early in the season.
And after that, on Saturday, Winona State's your opponent.
Yeah, they're really good. They're tough. They've got everybody back. They shoot a lot of threes, similar to Upper Iowa. And so these two teams are just as good as the teams we just faced.
And I think, one of the beauties of your schedule from the standpoint of you're playing quality opponents early in the year, and I would think that just really has to help you as you go into the rest of the season.
Absolutely. We love to play the best early in the season, because it allows us, number one, to get exposed and improve throughout the season. Number two, if you get a few of those wins and you're fortunate enough to be right there in a regional, that's going to help you a ton down the stretch. So, both of those things play into why we schedule so difficult. I like difficult schedules. I like big games. It's just my thing. The guy you're about to talk to, that's his style too. So he likes the big games. He likes the big moments. So I'm similar to that. I just like to compete and play the best.
And that's Diego Bernard. Just talk a little bit about Diego coming to the program from St. Joseph Lafayette. I know a lot of fans of the MEC ball in the region have had a chance to watch him through the years. And just kind of talk about Diego coming into the program, not only coming into the program, but playing as a true freshman this year.
Yeah, we don't have a lot of true freshmen that play. I mean, Ryan Welty did a little bit. Zach Schneider played. But that's about it, you know, outside of my first couple of years. You know, we just don't have a lot of true freshmen that play. He's mentally very tough, and that's what allows him to play. Very competitive. Doesn't have a lot of fear, during games. And that's the big thing with true freshmen is, you know, can they rise themselves to that level competitively? And he can do that. And so... Now with him, you know, what we look for with any freshman is can we now do that every day, every game, every practice, all the time? That'll be the next step that he can take, and he'll take it. And I think you'll see throughout the season drastic improvement. And I thought he played fantastic this weekend.
And one thing about it, last weekend and this weekend too, he had a pretty nice fan club that was sitting behind where we were at, but they were there and cheering me along. So
yeah, they ain't scared now. That's how those Lafayette. They don't. You could ask them about that. They cheer, and then he's got his boys back there talking trash. So it's fun. No, they show out and come to a lot of our games. They've always supported him. He's got a strong family, and they all support each other. He's just really well raised as a kid. And we're fortunate to have him.
All right, Ben, thanks a lot for being with us.
Thanks a lot, John.
That's the head coach of the Northwest Missouri State Bearcat men's basketball team, Ben McCollum. We'll be back, and we'll talk more Bearcat basketball as we'll talk with Diego Bernard. That's coming up right after this timeout from Carson Sports Grill in downtown Maryville.
Support for the Bearcats comes from U.S. Bank, providing banking services to Northwest students and the community. U.S. Bank is a proud supporter of Bearcat Athletics and Northwest Missouri State University. More on their products, services, and locations is at usbank.com.
Support for today's game comes from Heinlein Home Furnishings on South Main in Maryville. Locally owned and operated, Heinlein has been in the business for more than 50 years, offering mattresses and furniture from Ashley, Lazy Boy, England, Serta, and more. More information at HeinleinHomeFurnishings.com.
Support for the Bearcat Radio Network comes from Walker Body Shop and Towing at 420 North Market Street in Maryville. Celebrating more than 50 years in business, Walker's provides complete collision repair and 24-hour towing for cars and trucks. More at 660-582-3104.
Bearcat Radio broadcasts are brought to you by Championship Motors in Maryville across from Walmart. Championship offers pre-owned late model autos and will also purchase vehicles from individuals. More at ChampionshipMotorsLLC.com or at 660-582-8800.
Support for today's game comes from Maryville Glass and Lock, offering auto glass, rock chip repair, and replacement glass for tractors, combines, or other agricultural equipment. More at 660-582-3131, in-store at 5th and Buchanan, or at MarylandGlassAndLock.com.
Support for today's Bearcat broadcast comes from Carson Sports Grill, located on the Maryville Square. Carson's is open for lunch or dinner and offers a selection of sandwiches, appetizers, and more for dine-in or carry-out. More at 660-582-2699.
Welcome back into the KXCV Bearcat Coaches Show, live from Carson Sports Grill in downtown Maryville. I'm Matt Tritton, now being joined by Northwest Missouri State freshman guard Diego Bernard. Diego, appreciate you coming in. First, I guess the first week of the regular season in the books. What's it been like kind of going back through and getting those first games out of the way and now turning your attention to a couple more in St. Joe?
Thank you for having me, first off. It's good to get our feet wet, know what we got to work on. We've had a good practices this week and just ready to get back on the floor.
Initially going in against Northern State and Ferris State, and obviously the defending national champ and the runner-up from a year ago, what's the mindset going in? Is there pressure going in facing those guys right away, or is it kind of, you know, hey, we're going to feel our way through and then worry about it when we get to conference play?
It was pressure. My first college game going against the national runner-ups, it was tough. I was nervous when I first went in, but as the game went on, I started to feel everything out, and I think we performed pretty well.
The next night, I mean, after the team overall shooting about 33% that first night and 29% three, both of those numbers skyrocketed where you're shooting 57% and 58% from three-point range the second night. Was it just getting that first game out of the way, getting those jitters out of the way, and going in and playing ball?
Yeah, I think everybody was off that night. I just think that we had to just get the feel of the arena, and then the next game, we just shot the ball really well. We got ball movement, and shooters found open spots, and they knocked shots down.
Is that a confidence boost when you can go in and see an offensive night like that where, hey, things didn't necessarily go our way, but we still found a way to win?
Yeah, it just shows the grit of us. We're, even if the shots aren't falling, we're going to get to the rim, get to the free throw line, don't give up, and we just got to fight through to the end.
Now, if we look back a year ago, and I'm sure you're probably going to hear about this comparison essentially for the next 4 years that you're at Northwest Missouri State, but pretty good ball player in Justin Pitts was leading this team, and Northwest was one of the top teams in the nation, only turned the ball over about 8 times a game. But you look back to your opening weekend with yourself and a redshirt freshman, Trevor Hudgens, kind of leading this offense. Yeah. You guys only have 8 turnovers in each ball game, so you're doing a good job of managing it, not giving it away. How much is that stress of just distribute, but also take care of the basketball, don't force anything?
Justin Pitts was a really good point guard and a really good player for 4 years. Just me and Trev, we're just trying to piggyback off what he did with the program and just trying to keep it running.
Is there a certain responsibility that comes with being a point guard at Northwest when you look at, and this might be before your time too, but DeSean Cooper was a heck of a point guard. Then you see Justin Pitts, and now you and Trevor kind of taking that on.
It's them two that you just named are really good. I think both of them are playing overseas, so me and Trevor, we're just trying to keep the program going and just trying to get wins.
Does Coach McCollum put any more weight on you guys in that position than maybe some other positions there?
He don't really just try to put pressure on us. He just like tells us to go out and play our game, how we play at our pace, and just make good decisions with the basketball.
Well, your first two games of your college career come in your hometown at the Civic Arena, place that you played quite a few games at throughout your high school career. But what was that like returning to St. Joseph in that setting and getting those first minutes there?
It was different because at the Civic Arena is normally the Jamboree, and we're just getting our feet wet and long we got to work on. But going back there, playing against the national champs and the runner-up, it was kind of nervous, but I was excited to be in that atmosphere for my first games, and I'm glad that we got the wins.
A lot of green and white in the stands, regardless of where you're going to play this year. But I feel like there's a specific section that first weekend that was wearing a lot of Lafayette green and white. What was that like, having a home court advantage for Northwest, but also the Lafayette kid?
It was good. A lot of my family and friends came out to support us, and they don't got no Northwest gear yet, but it's coming.
as long as it's green, that's all right.
As long as it's green.
We're talking with Northwest Missouri State freshman guard Diego Bernard, and we look back at what Northwest Missouri State's had, and you know, one of the first recruits to come under Coach McCollum was Bryston Williams, followed up by Xavier Kurth. Now that Lafayette pipeline continues with you playing basketball here. Did those guys affect where you ended up in college?
Not really. They talked to me about how good of a coach Coach McCollum is and how loyal he is to his players and everything. They just told me it was a good program, just stick to it, and I just found it, and I'm just happy to be here.
You come from a winning tradition in high school to a team that has been, I mean, the best over the past 4 or 5 years here in Division II. Does the winning tradition, does that matter at all for the recruiting process of going in and saying, I'm going to be inserted right away into a team that expects to go out and get victories?
I like playing at a high level, and this is probably the highest level of Division II that you're going to play at. And they like winning, and I like winning, so it was a perfect match.
Were there similarities when you start your high school career off with Chris Neff, and then you come in, you play for Ben McCollum? Are there similarities between those two coaches?
They both high tempo, a whole bunch of energy, come to practice with a lot of energy. And that's how I like to play, just all up in it. So they're both kind of similar, but they got some differences too.
And we talk about the tradition coming from Lafayette High School and the guys that you've followed up that also came here to Northwest Missouri State. But the big question is, I think, are you the best basketball player in your family? You had a couple sisters come through that pretty good themselves.
Yeah. I just feel like we're all the same. That's what
all
I
the same?
Yeah.
So if you and Deja, who's down at Drury, Brianna at Central Missouri, if all three of you get out there, No one has the upper hand there.
Scary sight.
Deja's tenacious.
Yeah.
Pretty tough.
She is. Yeah. It'd be a scary sight.
Yeah, it would. And then over the weekend, we get to see you display the ability to go up and throw one down. Are you the best dunker on this basketball team?
Probably not.
Who'd you give that to?
Probably another freshman, probably Xavier.
Really?
Yeah. He gets up.
I feel like there's a lot of guys on this team that that can probably go up there and put on the show. But
yep.
Can Coach McCollum get up there and dunk?
I wouldn't put it past me.
Well, that's nice of you to say. I don't know if he could get up there, but maybe one of these days in Noonball he'll go up and show us.
Yeah.
This weekend, Northwest Missouri State will be taking on Upper Iowa and Winona State back at the Civic Arena. These part of the Hilliard Tip-Off Classic. What are you expecting out of both of these ball games again? Back in the region, some tough basketball games in St. Joe.
We're just going to have to play our game. Shooters going to have to shoot. We're just going to have to get up in them. I heard that they got a lot of shooters, so we're not going to let them shoot and just get in them.
We're looking forward to it. Diego, appreciate your time tonight.
Thank you.
That's Diego Bernard, Northwest Missouri State, true freshman guard from Lafayette High School in St. Joseph, joining us here on the KXCV Bearcat Coaches Show. We're going to take a break. When we come back, we'll have the Northwest Missouri State head volleyball coach, Amy Wirth, here live from Carson's.
Support for the Bearcats comes from Shelter Insurance, providing coverage for auto, home, life, and business, 24 hours claims assistance, and insurance reviews. More info is available from shelter agents Brad Ford of Maryville, Jody Nellison of Savannah, and Craig Thompson of Albany. Support for today's game comes from Tri-State Chrysler Dodge Jeep Ram on South Main in Maryville. Tri-State offers the region a selection of new automobiles as well as pre-owned vehicles. More at TriStateChryslerDodgeJeepRam.com or at 660-582-3677.
Support for today's Bearcat broadcast comes from the Student Body Screen Printing and Embroidery, located on 4th Street in Maryville. The Student Body provides Bearcat fanware as well as custom screen printing and embroidery for teams, clubs, and businesses throughout the Bearcat Nation.
Support for the Bearcat Radio Network comes from Nottoway Valley Bank, celebrating 150 years of service to Northwest Missouri. More information on location or at nvb.com. Member FDIC. Support for the Bearcat Radio Network is provided by the Monks of Conception Abbey, praising God and serving the Northwest community since 1873 through ministries within the Abbey Guest Center, Conception Seminary College, and the Printery House. More at conceptionabbey.org.
Support for today's Bearcat broadcast comes from Carson's Sports Grill, located on the Maryville Square. Carson's is open for lunch or dinner and offers a selection of sandwiches, appetizers, and more for dine-in or carry-out. More at 660-582-2699.
Welcome back to the KXCV KRNW Bearcat Coaches Show. We're broadcasting live from Carson Sports Grill in downtown Maryville and joined by the MIAA Coach of the Year in volleyball, Amy Wirth. And Amy, congratulations on the honor that came out today.
Thank you very much.
And just kind of talk a little bit about what that means to you.
Oh, you know, I think the biggest thing from just from my perspective is just having acknowledgement from the coaches in the MIAA, you know, for the work that we're doing. And it's a lot of work, and you put a lot of time into it, and you know, you want to win, and when you don't, it's nice to be acknowledged from that standpoint that you know, what we're doing is creating positive, you know, positive atmospheres for our players, environments, and that we're moving in the right direction. So I think it's just a nice acknowledgement from them.
Also a nice honor for Maddie Bruder being named the Player of the Year. And first time since, I believe 1984 that you've had the Coach of the Year and a Player of the Year from Northwest at the same time. But, boy, Maddie put together a heck of a year for you, didn't she?
Yeah, she did. You know, she was just someone that competed every single night. And, I mean, that is her. And, you know, she's been a first-team all of my AA player, and there's clearly other people in this conference that are also very, very talented, and so for her to, you know, every year be on that ballot of Player of the Year, I mean, she's been on that ballot, whether it's freshman year or whether it's Player of the Year, and for her to finally, you know, get that her senior year, her last year on her way, what, you know, what that means to her is it has to be priceless for her. And I know she'd rather be playing right now, but in the end of it, knowing that she was seen as, you know, the best player in our conference, it's got to mean a lot to her as well, because she put a ton of work into changing this program around. And I think it's pretty cool that we're both honored, because it was really about that relationship with both of us, and me getting her to buy into the story of what we were trying to do. And so I think that's a pretty neat honor for both of us to look at each other and say, hey, you know, we created this together, and I believed in building our program around her to change the direction of our program, and for her to be able to get that honor, I think is just a point that I can make to her that we did it.
Yeah, and that's really kind of goes into my next question here, just exactly what she has meant to this Bearcat program through the years.
You know, she's just a special player that you don't come around very often, that doesn't come around very often. Just her determination, her resilience, her persistence, you know, she's extremely hard-headed, and that obviously works on the court because she doesn't give up. And I think sometimes amongst females you don't see a lot of confidence within them that stays, and Maddie has just been someone who naturally is so confident. It's not cocky, it's just she knows she can do it. And the big piece of it is you see so many players that that are good, but you don't see them that all they know is hard work. And when Maddie didn't get something, her response was, I'm going to work harder. And it wasn't anything I taught her. It was just what she had. And so I think when you come across those players, you know they're special, and for us to be able to land that special recruit, I knew that was a huge recruit for us. And it all worked out, and she fell in our lap, and it's been a fun journey to be able to develop this relationship with her and her family, and to have them buy into this, and to be such a big piece of all of this it'll be a really special memory for many years to come.
And on the first team, she's joined by a couple of her teammates on that first team.
Yeah, you know, that's the fun piece about it is, you know, it's just fun to be able to celebrate more than just her. I could probably tell you also she's not going to talk about herself, but she sure is, you know, she'll sit and talk to you about her teammates, and to be able to have Soph and Maddie Ahrens on that first team, I just think it just solidifies how special the team this was.
And then second team, you've got your libero and Olivia Nowakowski and outside hitter and Allie Sidney being on this too. So really, I mean, it's great individual honors, but when you see that many of your players being honored on that All-MIAA team, that really says what type of team it was for you this year.
Yeah, you know, with Olivia, I thought she had a really good season last year, and she received all, you know, all MIAA honors just with the honorable mention. And so for her to be able to also get that second team her senior year, I think it just speaks volumes what she's done for our program in the ball control and the libero area, and just how much of a staple she has been in that left back for us for the last three seasons. You know, and then Hallie, just fun to see a sophomore be able to step in. She played some her freshman year, and then, you know, she started this year, and she had a huge growth there in the middle, and it was really fun to see her have some breakout games where it wasn't Maddie Bruder that was leading us, it was Hallie. And you know, for her to, I'm sure from her perspective, she looks at Maddie and she looks up to her, and for her to be able to match her, and feel more comfortable next year going into her junior year to take over, I think that was really fun to see and give her a lot of confidence, you know, into her junior season.
Just a lot of milestones that were made this year, including just this week having an opportunity to host a quarterfinal round, a match of the MIAA tournament. When you look at the season right now, what are some of the main things that really stand out to you?
Oh, I mean, it's still pretty fresh, so it still stings from the standpoint of what you want to happen, and obviously we all know that you just can't want it. It can't be magic. You got to go make it happen. And but overall, you know, when the dust settles a little bit, it'll be a little bit more natural to think about all the firsts that we've done. But it all just happens because we have the relationships that we do with each other. And you know, I base that a lot on just my leadership and our coaching staff's leadership of mentoring these players. And it's just not about the wins and losses. It's about how can we develop them as players. And we truly, truly care about them, and they know we do. And we spend a lot of time making sure our relationships and how we work together and why we work together and all those things were talked about. We go and do the team bonding, but it's not – we have found a way to make it organic. And it's not forced. It's not anything that people don't want to do. And you know, they're going to make some of their best friends on these teams, and I know they have. And so it's just really has taken off. And it's been something that's fun to see, but it's all based on how much we really care about each other. And you can see that as we play. And so from that, you get all these firsts. I don't pay attention to the results. I really pay attention to the process and what we need to do and how do we need to stay focused. And that buy-in was huge from them, because, you know, this is what we get, the season that we had this year.
And yeah, a great season to build on for the future too.
No, absolutely. I mean, you know, you get these honors, and it's awesome to be able to share that with recruits and your story, and to be able to sell your program, and to show people that you know, we're not just entering the realm of the, you know, the top of the MIAA. We've made some strides. We're taking teams to five. We're taking sets away from them, but we're also beating teams. And so I think it's just fun to continue to see the growth of our program. And again, the future's bright from that standpoint, and really excited about the steps we took this year so we can build next year.
All right, well, Amy, thanks a lot for being with us.
Thank you so much.
And again, congratulations on the honors, not only for you, but your team here.
Thank you.
Okay, that's Amy Worth, the MIAA Coach of the Year in volleyball. We'll be back, and we will turn our attention to football right after this timeout from Carson Sports Grill in downtown Maryville.
Support for today's game comes from SSM Health Medical Group and St. Francis Hospital in Maryville. SSM Health offers 10 medical clinics and 35 primary care and specialty providers throughout the Bearcat Nation. More at ssmhealth.com.
Today's game is being underwritten by the Northwest Foundation, providing support for Northwest Alumni Association and the university's funding needs since 1971. More information is available on Facebook or online at nwmissouri.edu/alumni.
Support for the Bearcat Radio Network comes from Bomley Auto Sales. Bearcat alumnus Joe Bomley has been providing late model program vehicles and pre-owned cars, trucks, and SUVs to the area since 1983. More at BomleyAuto.com or on the lot at the 5 Mile Corner south of Maryville.
Support for today's game comes from the Impact Interiors, led by Bearcat football alumnus Steve Coppinger. Impact Interiors is a full-service office furniture provider that aims to tackle jobs both big and small. For more information on furniture lines, installation, or designs, impactllc.biz.
Support for today's game comes from SureGrow Plant Food Company, with 7 stores throughout Northwest Missouri and Southwest Iowa. Since 1951, SureGrow's provided the region with fertilizer, chemicals, and other farm supplies. More info on their products is at 660-446-3376. Support for today's Bearcat broadcast comes from Carson's Sports Grill, located on the Maryville Square. Carson's is open for lunch or dinner and offers a selection of sandwiches, appetizers, and more for dine-in or carry-out. More at 660-582-2699.
Welcome back to the KXCV Bearcat Coaches Show from Carson's Sports Grill. I'm Matt Tritton, now being joined by Northwest Missouri State place kicker Parker Sampson. Parker, appreciate you coming
in. Thank you very much. Thank you for having me. I appreciate it.
Nothing like diving into a little snowy football here this afternoon,
sir.
Right?
Yes, sir. Yes, sir. We had a little snow angels going, and it was fun. It was fun.
I assume you get to this time of year, and you know it's week 11, but once you kind of feel that weather start to turn, and then, of course, a day like this where the snow's coming down, you kind of know that that playoff football's right around the corner.
Exactly. I was going to say, it gets exciting because, you know, you start getting into the playoffs, and once it gets colder, everything just starts – It starts coming into place. You're like, this is what we deserve to be here. You know what I'm saying?
And we talked a little off the air, but if you can go into more detail, what's that like when you're getting into, you know, low 30s and even 20 degree weather, and you're kicking a football?
Well, you kind of have to get a little more stretching in. You kind of, like today, I kind of went out earlier and just made sure I was good and warm, because like, I don't want to get injured. If you just kind of go out there and raw dog, you kind of can pull something. So you just kind of got to make sure, and you got to stay in a good mentality as well. You can't let it fool you. You can't let the wind will play a big difference in a hard ball. You just can't think about it, and you have to just go execute what you've been taught to do.
Throughout a football game this time of year, how much of it is making yourself mentally ready, watching the game, seeing where everything's at, but then also keeping your body ready, keeping your body warm to where when you're called, you're ready to go?
Exactly. I honestly start thinking about that on Monday night before I go to bed. I think about in my head what happens when I get in this different situation. You kind of play in your head, and that helps me. I do that on Tuesday night, Wednesday night, especially the night before the game. You kind of go out, and your last thoughts before you fall asleep is, say, fourth quarter, 2 minutes left, and there's a ball in left hash. You kind of put that in your mind, and that keeps you ready. And you also think of that during the game, so you're not surprised by anything that happens.
Now, we saw a couple weeks ago you nail a 50-yard field goal, and want to dive into that here in just a moment as well. How much does the range change, and maybe it just is day-to-day once you get to this time of year of kicking around the playoffs?
It definitely makes a difference. Pre-game, before games, is something huge that me and the coaches, I'll come up to Coach Wright, and I'll say, hey, Coach, on the left hash or on the right hash, when we're kicking from 50 yards going towards the scoreboard, this is how I'm feeling. Like, I'm comfortable, very comfortable here, or this might be rough for me. So it's kind of it helps them know, when communication really helps, and it definitely changes things a little bit when it gets colder and windier and rain, of course.
You know, we jump back a couple weeks to that that game at Northeastern State, and you stepped out there for a 50-yard field goal and drilled that.
Yes, sir.
What's going through your mind? I mean, essentially at that point, too, whenever Coach calls you over and say, hey, 50-yarder, can you make it? I mean, is that just a confidence level just kind of overflowing at that point?
I think it has a lot to do with, like, having confidence, like, my teammates and coach having confidence in me. They wanted to see if I could do it, and I think it's huge that I can show them that I can – go out there and execute that kick. I think it was huge confidence for me, and then, like, what I wanted, a big goal for me in the off season was I want the coaches and I want the my teammates to trust me. Like, if we go have a bad if we can't get in the red zone and score a touchdown, I want them comfortable that, like, that they can trust me and score points. And I think I try to do a good job of that, and that's luckily I had 50-yarder, and I was able to put it through.
How big has a sophomore year been for you, just growing as a football player, growing as a student-athlete, and getting yourself, you know, not only even more physically in better shape,
right,
but also mentally to where game in, game out, nothing's going to bother you?
I think it was huge. I lost my redshirt 3 games last year, and I think that is, I'm so thankful for that, because my first start as a freshman last year was against Fort Hays at home, the number one team in the country, so I think I was the way I was comfortable, and I played in a playoff game. So going into this season, I think I was a lot more mature, and I understand what was going on. And I think it was huge playing those first 3 games, and that helped me a lot going forward. Because if I would have been in the freshman year, I might have been more nervous, or I don't know what would have been the case, but definitely helped me out.
Well, that's kind of the beauty of it too. Just you're being thrown in the fire right away,
exactly,
and there's no chance to think about it. You just got to go kick.
Exactly. It does.
Coming into Northwest Missouri from Kansas City, Park Hill High School,
yes,
alum, where did your kicking ability start? I mean, have you always been a kicker? I mean, soccer tied in? Where does that come from?
It came from my brother, to be honest. My brother grew up playing soccer, and as a little brother, I just wanted to be like him. And he played soccer at Park Hill, and he played soccer at Missouri State. He said that, you know, I'm going to go try and be a kicker. And he did that, and I was like, he did a good job. He was the Park Hill kicker for 4 years. I'm like, hey, maybe. And I was a soccer player because he was. And I was like, hey, I'm going to be like my brother. I'm going to go out and play football. I'm going to try and kick. And that's what happened. And it kind of took off from there.
You watch a football game on TV and you see it and you're like, oh, man, a 40-yard field goal, that's nothing. And then the professionals, of course, they make it so often. But then you actually sit out there and you get out there and you look like, that's a long way away. That's a long way to kick a field goal. How does that kind of that growth come to where you can kind of step back there and get in the right trajectory, dealing with the wind, putting enough foot into it?
It's one thing I learned is actually Coach Wright and Simon Mathiesen, the old kicker here at Northwest, helped me out. In high school, when I lined up a kick, I kind of just I think about it and I'll be like, oh, what's going on here? But they told me to get in a routine, so that way I don't have to think about it. So I can just, okay, take 2 steps back, and I'm going to go 1 left, and I'm going to line my foot up, so I don't have to worry about, other things going on in my head. And that's something that, has helped out my consistency this year, is understanding, just getting your routine, and then the rest will take care of itself, because you're not thinking about other things.
Going through that process, and obviously you look at the credentials, you're pretty good kicking at Park Hill, a Kansas City star, All-Metro kicker. You set 7 kicking and punting Missouri State records, an All-State kicker as well. Taking off like that, you put up those kind of numbers. What ended up drawing you around at Northwest Missouri State?
I think a lot of it had to do with just how Northwest was. I had known my junior and senior year how successful they were and how great of a program they were, and staying at home was very cool to me, being only an hour 15 away from all my family. And I had been in a part of a Park Hill program my freshman year that went 3-7. And football is when you're not winning, it's not very fun. And I wanted to be part of a very successful program. And I've been on a Park Hill team when we were 12-2, and I realized I'm having the time of my life. So that's very important for me. And then the coaching staff really set it over the top for me.
And you talk about coming in and kicking for a winning program in high school. And,
yeah.
You know, to be at a place like Northwest and the prestige of this program and all the numbers that have been put up over the years, and to be such a young guy and they hand the reins over, that's awesome.
Yeah, it is awesome. And I'm definitely thankful for the opportunity. And I'm very, very proud to be here. That's for sure.
And luckily we've seen from Northwest, I mean, there's not been a hesitation to go out and – throw a trick play out there, do something crazy, anything like that.
I don't want to spoil anything.
No, not at all. But the excitement of going in and
knowing
going in and, hey, this is a trick play. I got to hold up my end of the bargain. But I think a lot of teams are, it's by the book. We're doing this way.
Exactly.
Seems like you guys have a lot of fun, and it produces wins.
I know. It's kind of a mentality that we've kind of got into this year. It's we're going to throw everything at you. We're going to do everything we can to win. And it makes it more fun, and it makes it way more exciting for sure.
Well, coming into this week, game at Central Missouri, this is one. You win, you get a share of the MIAA championship. You also submit yourself into the Division II playoffs.
Exactly.
I mean, it's a big one.
Yes, it's a big – we've kind of just thinking as a playoff game in itself. This is the week one of the playoffs, because if you lose, you're done. If you win, you go – so it's basically like the playoffs, and that's something that, we've been talking about. Like, this could be the seniors' last week, since we were like, we made sure we had a great practice this week, and we're definitely looking forward to going down to UCM.
Looking forward to it. It'll be a little bit chilly, but it will be fun.
It will be. Can't wear my coat under my pads like I did in practice, but I'll be ready to go.
Awesome. Parker, we appreciate you coming on.
Thank you very much. Thank you, sir. I appreciate it.
That's Parker Sampson, Northwest Missouri State sophomore place kicker from Kansas City, Missouri, joining us here on the KXCV Bearcat Coaches Show. We'll take a break. When we come back, we'll have the head coach, Rich Wright, here from Carson Sports Grill.
Support for the Bearcat Radio Network comes from United Electric Cooperative, who is committed to serving Northwest Missouri and Southwest Iowa residences with reliable and affordable power. For all electrical services, UECI.COOP.
Support for the Bearcats comes from Pizza Ranch at US 71 and 1st Street in Maryville. Pizza Ranch's buffet is open daily and features pizza and fried chicken with all the trimmings, plus a salad bar with dessert and ice cream. More in store or at pizzaranch.com.
Support for today's game comes from Compass Dental Group. Doctors Bruce Twaddle and Brian Viertaller are proud supporters of Bearcat Athletics and the quality culture that is Northwest Missouri State University. More information on the Compass Dental Group is online at compassdentalgroup.com.
Bearcat Radio broadcasts are brought to you by Championship Motors in Maryville across from Walmart. Chad Peterson, Chad Townsend, Derek Schluter, and Maggie Wilson offer a variety of pre-owned cars, trucks, vans, and SUVs. More at championshipmotorsllc.com or at 582-8800.
Today's broadcast is brought to you by Pitsenberger Auto Body in Maryville, providing auto collision repair and taking the dents out of accidents. Pitsenberger's also installs Ultimate Truck Bedliners. More at 660-582-4599 or pitsautobody.com.
Support for today's Bearcat broadcast comes from Carson's Sports Grill, located on the Maryville Square. Carson's is open for lunch or dinner and offers a selection of sandwiches, appetizers, and more for dine-in or carry-out. More at 660-582-2699.
Welcome back to the KXCV KRNW Bearcat Coaches Show. We're broadcasting live from Carson's Sports Grill in downtown Maryville, joined now by the head coach of the Bearcat football team, Rich Wright. And Rich, team coming off a tough loss on Saturday, but when you look at a lot of the goals that are still in place for you, most of those goals can be accomplished on this upcoming Saturday.
Yeah, and that's really what we focused on this week, is that, a lot of the goals that we set forth at the beginning of the season are still in play for us. And as much as last week's loss hurt, we need to move on and go to the next step, because it's just another quick week turnaround. We got to play a very tough Central Missouri team and have to be ready to play. And this one is the final one, and there's no more margin for error.
You know, we talked to Parker about a minute ago, too, but you hit this time of year, the weather's like this, there's some snow coming down, you really hit a playoff atmosphere. But it just kind of, the opportunity to come out and get the running game going, but also because you play defense at a high level, it really makes it a playoff level atmosphere.
Yeah, it does. You know, we talked about that all week. You know, it's going to be in the 30s, and, you know, that's, you know, it's changing quickly. And, you know, we preach all year long that you got to be able to run the football and stop the run. And, you know, we feel good about what we've done so far defensively. Offensively, it's been a little bit up and down, particularly last week. But I think we got some things figured out, and that's the piece that I'm always looking for. It's frustrating to have a setback, but what do we learn from it? You know, are we going to grow from it? Are we going to get better from it? And that's what I hope to see this weekend.
And what are the main things that you felt that came out of that game for you?
As far as teams, you know, we weren't anticipating. I don't think our offensive coaches were anticipating being blitzed as much. They hadn't shown that much on film. And so just having some counter stuff to it, you know, some answers off the blitz and ways to get people spread back out, I think are some things that we learned. And then just, for some of our younger players, just being hesitant. And it wasn't, you know, it wasn't tentative. It was just that moment of hesitation, of being unsure of where to go. And you know, you in football, in any athletic activity, you can't do that.
Yeah, and they come out, and Hayes throws a different starting quarterback out there, and they get a couple touchdowns early, but the defense makes quick adjustments. The defensive line really looked good throughout the ball game.
Yeah, we did. We actually had a coverage concept. Most of the year we've utilized Ben Altoff as our fifth, we say, and so he spies the quarterback. Well, with Mazzara, number four, out there, we didn't feel like we needed that. So we worked all week with Ben actually dropping into coverage. 14 was in the game, and we said, okay, we're just going to stick with it. Well, after the second touchdown, we said, okay, we're going back to what we do, and kind of got him involved and adjusted our coverages. And from that moment forward, played played pretty solid on defense, I thought.
And had a nice momentum going into halftime and a good start to the third quarter, but just couldn't quite get that momentum going the rest of the game.
You know, it was one of those games, you know, it's like I've been here a long time, and it was just that back and forth, and it got late in the game. And, you know, there were a couple detail plays here and there that, you know, tipped the pendulum towards them. You know, that blocked extra point loomed huge, you know, and in big games like that, you know, it's oftentimes those little errors that have the biggest impact.
Well, you see what Parker's done throughout the year. A chance to get the ball back late in that game was, I assume, seeing him kick a 50-yarder, especially at Northeastern, full confidence of, hey, let's get him in range, we'll knock it through.
Yeah, there was, you know, the one thing about us is that we were never, you know, we were never panicked in the situation. I mean, we felt like we were going to drive the ball down and have an opportunity to score, and obviously after the roughing penalty didn't get an opportunity to do that. It was just frustrating because we knew it was a, you know, we knew what we saw, so.
And look ahead now, Central Missouri coming in, a team that's 5-5 on the season, and a game like this for the Central, a chance for them to really make their season where they have a winning record with the game here. So you're going to get a good shot out of the Mules.
Oh, absolutely. I mean, you can start with the fact that Coach Sabota has a lot of history here. There's two assistants on his staff that are also former Bearcats, John McMenamin and Kyle, and so we're going to get their best shot. You know, the thing that makes them dangerous this week is that, you know, on Sunday they're turning in the equipment, so they have absolutely nothing to lose. So we've tried to prepare kids all week for, you know, fake punts, onside kicks, going forward on fourth down, trick plays, you know, just all the things that a team that doesn't have to worry about tomorrow, you know, can do to try and win a game.
You know, most teams lose a Harlan Hill finalist for a quarterback in the first week of the season. It kind of wraps them up. But, I mean, they come out with a sophomore and a redshirt freshman quarterback, and they've been very explosive. It's kind of a scary tandem they have back and forth there.
Yeah, they're dangerous kids. I mean, they both played really well. Both are statistically, you know, well, I guess as a combined effort at the very top of the MIAA. They lead the MIAA in offense, and for good reason. Coach Sabota does an amazing job there, and always has. He's got a great offensive mind. You know, they've got the big time receiver number one, but they've got compliments to him. They've got some young kids that are playing for him that have really stepped up. 85, the tight end, is a very good player as well. You know, he's as good as any tight end in the league, and you know, I know that because when the NFL stops in here to see, look at our kids, they're talking about one, they're talking about 85, and then they're talking about 55, their left tackle. So, you know, they're a dangerous offense. I told our kids at the beginning of the week this is going to be the best offense we've played all year, and I don't think there's any doubt about that.
And I guess it's no surprise that with Coach Sabota, they've got a pretty good passing game down.
Yeah, absolutely. he's always had that passing game figured out. And, you know, they just, you know, they do so much. I didn't end up sending it, but because I got busy, but on Wednesday I said, I almost sent him a text just saying, thanks, I finally practiced through all your formations once. You know, because they do. I mean, they formation you to death. I think we had 51 different formations in a five-game breakdown, and that's not considering motions and shifts and just all the little things that they do to try and muddy things up for us defensive guys.
How much of game planning and knowing they're going to have a lot of that and then probably throw some extra is the in-game adjustments as much as having some of the seniors out there making some of those reads on the line?
It's huge. You know, what typically what happens is there's going to be about seven or eight formations that we're going to see that are formations that we've seen. And then there's going to be four or five wrinkles that we haven't seen. And then tendencies that they have, they'll break. You know, this group is the most challenging for us defensively. And so what we try to do is come up with a relatively simple plan with the full understanding that we're going to have to adjust on the fly. And so what we try to do is treat it almost like a week one game in the sense that we're going to have to play a couple series. He's going to have a first 20. Most offensive coordinators do. And what they're doing is they're starting to establish their formations to see how you're going to adjust and see how you're going to align. And then they'll go to work off of that. You know, what do we like? What do we not like? And it's my job to take a look at those and kind of see what they're doing play-wise and then start to pare things down. And for our kids, they need to learn after the first or second time they've seen something, okay, now this is what's coming. And the quicker we're able to do that, the better we're going to be able to play on defense.
I'm going to flip it around just a little bit and look at Central's defense. They have been giving up some points and giving up some yards, in particular looking at their ground game. But what are some of the keys to trying to take advantage of what maybe Central might give you on the defensive side?
You know, they're going to be a 30 front, which is a little bit different. Not that we haven't played against three-man fronts, but, you know, they're true 3-4 and don't do a lot of four-man front stuff or four-man looks. Like Nebraska Kearney would kick people down and walk the linebacker up, so it's a four-man look, but it's a 30 front. These guys are going to play true 30, and they're going to. My guess is they're going to blitz a lot. They, again, have nothing to lose. High risk, high reward. Fort Hayes blitzed a lot last week, and so my guess and kind of the way we talked over with the offensive guys is that me as a defensive guy, if I saw that on film, would be the cookie recipe that I'd take in to try and, you know, rattle Braden and our offensive guys. So we've got to be ready to handle that. We've got to hurt their blitz. And, you know, that really starts with our offensive line and what we do up front.
How much of a quick passing game, some of those quick dumps for Alec or a tight end or Shane even, work into that when you know they're going to be bringing a lot, get the ball out quick?
Yeah, you're going to have to get the ball out quick. There's different ways to do it. We're going to have to, you know, work some schemes to get guys off of press coverage. Another way you can do it is hit somebody over the top, so the vertical option's there, but the ball's going to have to come off fairly quickly.
Well, going into the final regular season, the game of the other year, and again, as we talked at the outset, it's always important before you get to this particular game that there's a lot on the line, and that's why you got to get it. Again, your goals are still there, and it's fun to know that when you go to the final week of the season, that there's still a lot to play for.
Yeah, you know, it's just something that our kids are really blessed to have. I mean, I've been here for 14 seasons, and, you know, it's funny because, you know, the expectations are what they are here, but, you know, when you think back north, you know, 1 year Western might win it, or 1 year Pitt might win it, and Hayes has won it. But Northwest is always there every year playing for that game. And so to have an opportunity to win the conference championship, represent the MIAA, and move on to the national playoffs is great. But we've got a big piece of business we've got to take care of first, and that'll be down in Warrensburg, Missouri at 1 o'clock.
All right, well, Rich, thanks a lot for being with us.
Thanks for having me.
That's the head coach of the Northwest Missouri State football team, Rich Wright. We'll be back and wrap things up right after this timeout from Carson's in downtown Maryville.
Support for the Bearcats comes from Losh Optometry, serving Northwest Missouri. Dr. Ryan Losh provides patients with eye exams, eyeglasses, including progressive and bifocal lenses, contacts, and sunglasses. More information at 660-241-5001.
Support for Bearcat Radio Network comes from Home by Sonya, one block east of 1st and Main in Maryville. Home by Sonya provides full-service interior styling along with custom window coverings, flooring, furniture, and more. Information available at homebysonya.com.
Support for the Bearcat Radio Network comes from Delpert's Garage at 714 North Depot in Maryville. Delpert and his team handle car and truck repairs from brakes and air conditioners to replacing engines and transmissions. Learn more at 660-562-0025.
Support for the Bearcats comes from Northwest Cell, located at 1218 South Main in Maryville. Along with nationwide coverage, Northwest Cell carries a full line of iPhones, iPads, and Androids. More information on plans and devices is at nwmcell.com.
Support for today's game comes from SSM Health Medical Group and St. Francis Hospital in Maryville. SSM Health offers 10 medical clinics and 35 primary care and specialty providers throughout the Bearcat Nation. More at ssmhealth.com.
Support for today's Bearcat broadcast comes from Carson's Sports Grill, located on the Maryville Square. Carson's is open for lunch or dinner and offers a selection of sandwiches, appetizers, and more for dine-in or carry-out. More at 660-582-2699.
Welcome back to the KXCV KRNW Bearcat Coaches Show. A reminder, you're listening to KXCV Maryville and KRNW Chillicothe with Matt Trent. I'm John Coffey. And Matt, again, busy weekend coming up.
Yeah, a couple basketball games for men and women coming up tomorrow. Then, of course, football, men's basketball, women's basketball as well on Saturday. Everybody on the road, so good chance to tune into KXCV and listen to those.
And let's check out our schedule. First of all, tomorrow night we'll be on there at 5:10 with our pregame. The Northwest men face Upper Iowa. Again, that is in St. Joseph at Civic Arena. Then we'll be going to Wayne, Nebraska, where you're going to be on hand for a pretty big matchup right after that.
Yeah, the debut head coaching for Austin Myers. They take on the home team up there, Wayne State, in this NSIC-MIAA crossover. So a fun one there. Then chance to get win number one, and then hopefully win number two against Minnesota Crookston at 3:30 on Saturday.
And that game on KXCV.org while the Bearcat football game is in progress as the Northwest football team faces Central Missouri. That's a 1 o'clock kickoff. We'll bring the air at 12 noon with Bearcat game day, and then right after that, 5:10 pregame for Northwest as they face Winona State in basketball back down at St. Joseph at Civic Arena as part of the Hillier Classic. So a lot coming up here in the next couple days.
Civic Arena, home away from home for men's basketball, right?
It has been so far, that's for sure. Again, we'll have all that for you coming up this weekend. Thanks to everyone involved with our program here at Carson's in downtown Maryville. Matt Trenton, also Jenny James, and Creamer Sansom from behind the scenes helping things out for the show. I'm John Coffey, and so long from Carson's.